You cannot reach me, W. Go ahead, you smirking Texas lug. Stumble around all scrunched and blank-eyed and pseudo-manly. Shove this country into a bloody, unwinnable war and lie about all the reasons why. Gouge the economy, ruin the schools, embarrass the nation every single day as you mangle grammar and meaning and truth. It doesn't really matter. Go ahead. Toss those useless $400 rebate checks to the depressed and jobless populace as some sort of bogus humanitarian gesture as you quietly force an increase in their property taxes to pay for your record-breaking deficit brought on by the tax cuts no one wants. Ha! You are so cute. There is so much more going on than you know. There is so much deeper understanding and wider knowledge and higher winking, and you can't touch any of it. Do you know this? You need to know this. You and your brethren are like this sticky, toxic mist. You will burn off in the sun of awareness and orgasm and breath. This is what makes it so fun to watch, so magical and visceral, such a divine circus, a real tragicomic pageant. Do you sense it? By all means, hack away at the Clean Air Act so it allows millions more pounds of pollutants into the air every year. Slam gays and women's rights and call everyone in the country a sinner. Cut funding for AmeriCorps and the arts and the poor and nature conservation. Wow! The universe is so very proud. Do you hear it laughing? You're not even making a dent, Bush. See, you cannot touch us. We are inured. You are merely hollow and sad and quickly, effortlessly forgettable the minute we step outside or get into bed with our lovers or laugh with friends or scream to the sky the lyrics to Ballroom Blitz, always, always striving to taste the intense flavors of the collective dream state. What? Too vague? Too namby-pamby? New age tofu-looking pro-sex liberal? Too bad. Because there is more meaning and content and depth and significance in a lover's moan and in a drop of wine and in a dog's wag than in anything you can conjure in your homophobic, faux cowboy, Lynn Cheney thick dream, honey. Get over yourself. We are on to you. We know you are made of nothing but spin and frantic gesticulations and scowls. Poke a finger into you and outpours only sawdust and sighs. Hello, Senator Lyle. You want to stick it to the environment, do you? Lick the tailbones of your corporate cronies in the auto industry and kill that recent bill that would have mandated a reasonable increase in fuel efficiency for thuggage belching SUVs in, about 12 years? You wish instead to snicker and sneer and give not one crap for the planet or your nation's terrorism-inducing dependency on petrochemicals? Kill that bill, Senator. You go. Toss a bone to your Detroit pals. This is so sweet. Here's a karmic post-it note. The gods would like you to right now realize you have zero true effect. Barely a footnote. A blip. A flicker of quick pain and then poof, gone. Very sorry. How about you, recording industry of America? You want a piece? You want to bitch and moan and attack individual music fans with your snide lawsuits and desperate paranoia and come scour my iTunes library and find out how I got my hands on free MP3s of the new Metallica and AFI and burned all that glorious chill electronica from Net Radio Broadcast using my glorious copy of Radio Lover? Here's my phone number, 555-LICK. Bring it. Here's my porn collection. Here are my divine sex toys and my lubricants and my leather strappy things and my collection of happy, open-minded perversions and my active account at blowfish.com and my tattoos and piercings and love of massage oil and vibrators and things that go in the night. Come on over, Mr. Ashcroft. I have something to show you. You see, I know you're there, all of you. Sour politicians and conniving Walmart execs and desperate reality TV creators and gluttonous SUV manufacturers and poisonous garbage food purveyors and all-American homophobes and the dumbed-down lowest common denominators and lip-twitching hyper-religious crusaders and anti-everything GOP lizard people. Rummy and Rove and Rice and Ashcroft and Dick, I see you. We see what you're trying to do. We feel you seething and churning and eating away at the soft rainbow underbelly of the culture, feeding on the weak and the poor and the ignorant, doing your utmost to lower the collective vibration and thinking you are somehow all-powerful and significant and invincible, the center of the socio-cultural universe, when in fact you are but a strange and banal rash on the ass of time. I know you want to shut us down. I know you would love nothing more than if all resistance was mowed under and all perversions were bleached dead and all nuanced questioning of your malicious anti-humanitarian agenda was numbed to the point of blind flag-waving psycho-patriotism, one born of fear and misinformation and photos of the bloody, mutilated bodies of Saddam's demon sons. Damn, you try so hard. I have news. I have a revelation. It is timeless and ageless and nothing new, and I hold no claims to it, but it needs to be repeated and shouted and deeply felt again and again and again, because sometimes you get a little out of control. Here it is. You are immaterial. You are of zero nutritional value and are indigestible like corn and just pass right through. Do you understand? There is so much more going on down here than is dreamt of in your bitter and small-minded philosophy. I and millions like me sense a more luminous undercurrent, a wider spiritual lens, a richer sensual mother load. We know that no matter how much you pule and spit and hiss and spank and crack down, no matter how many laws and how many restrictions and how many wars and murders and stabs at the heart of meeting and sex and divinity, you cannot touch what really matters. You cannot really have any lasting effect. Oh, it may seem like you do. You can make daily life very grating and tiresome and make people sick with your chemicals and desperate with your slashing of jobs and guilt-ridden with your hammering sin and pain and guns and fear. We watch you spin and hype and rage and scrunch your face in intense bogus prayer aimed at your bitter and self-righteous and homophobic God as your testes wither and weep. Man, have you got gall. Maybe this gives you the illusion of power and control. Maybe this makes you feel all phallic and handsome and virile, as if your toupee isn't rank and askew and your slacks wrinkled and your children in rehab and your sexless wife popping Zoloft like M&Ms. But here's the thing. You affect only the surface of things. You are like the little swarm of gnats you have to pass through on the path to the cool summer lake. You are the tainted oyster in the vast ocean of time and sex and love. You are a jagged pothole on the highway to hell and the broken step on the stairway to heaven. But you are not real. You give no light. You contribute nothing. Not where it matters. But please, by all means, keep trying. Keep ripping away at the rich, dense, frantic fabric of this gorgeous, inexplicable life. You represent all the dark threads, the ugliness and the tension and the low vibration, and you are necessary to remind anyone who's paying attention of what to watch out for, what to methodically purge, what to use as easy leverage to vault forward. Look, you cannot reach me. You are nowhere near. You have no true power and no true connection, and have yet to make any sort of splash in the calm lake of open-thighed soul. But it's okay. We understand. After all, as the saying goes, the graveyards are full of indispensable men. And the divine only smiles, licks its lips, and shimmies on.